Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
It is time for part two of our NFL previews, and we will start with the Falcons and the Red Hot Commanders, who have won 5 of their last 6 games. They are currently favored by 4 points right now. It was up to 4.5 at one point. Now it's back down to 4. Total is 41. So I will give you the floor. What are you doing in Falcons Commanders?
So I wanted to play the Commanders, but I was really late, and it got to 4. So what I did was I just grabbed the Commanders actually in the first half, and right now it's 3. There was 2.5s available, but now it's 3, and I'm fine with that. It's -110. And I know your theory. I think we're going to be going against each other here, but I don't think we'll be going against each other if I just go the first half. It was a nice little start for Atlanta. They were 6-0 against the spread. We all kept hammering them. Since then, they're 1-4 against the number. And Marcus Mariota's playing this game outdoors. Outdoors, just 25-34-2 against the number. He's a much better quarterback when he's playing in domes or warmer weather. And Taylor Heinicke is rolling. He has this team believing right now. They have a lot of weapons on that offensive side of the ball. It never made sense that they were that bad, even with Carson Wentz pushing the ball down the field. He's a turnover machine. He's a nightmare. And Heinicke's not great. He's probably going to be a career backup, but right now he's 10-2-1 against the spread in his last 13 starts and 6-0-1 in his last 7 this year. Commanders, like you said, Peach, they're on a roll right now, 5-1 straight up, 5-0-1 against the spread in their last 6. And what does Atlanta like to do? Outdoors. Mariota's not pushing the ball down the field.
No.
You know, especially with the injuries that they have. And their best receiver's a rookie in Drake London. And you have the Commanders, who could shut down the run. That's what Atlanta does. They're number 4 right now in the National Football League running the football. Commanders are going to shut that down. We're waiting to see about Chase Young. Right now, he's questionable. I expect him. You saw him the other night, didn't you, at MGM?
He was hanging out 2:30 in the morning, walking around.
If he plays, I like this maybe even full game, but actually Washington -3 in the first half is my favorite bet. I'm starting to believe in the Commanders. What do you know about this? See, I'm not a local.
Ryan, you're drinking
Shout
the
out to the DMV, baby.
You're drinking the Kool-Aid. They suck you.
What's the song?
Just to let you down.
My guy Toby's a big Commander fan. What is it like?
Hail to the
No, not
Commanders.
That one. That new one. I'll find the video.
Yeah, I'm not sure with that one.
I don't know. Go football team Commanders. Yeah. 5-0-1 against the spread in their last 6. Heinicke!
This is six
ranked rushing defense going against Atlanta. Game over.
This is a game that I really don't like all that much. I lean Atlanta +4. Washington, I think there's going to be some look ahead. Their showdown with the Giants next week. I like Atlanta much better as underdogs than I do as favorites. Seems like everybody's on the Commanders this week. Everybody's just buying them in general. They think they're going to make the playoffs. The Giants are going to be out. There's just a lot of Commanders love right now. Everybody's loving Heinicke again. Chase Young's back. It's a great time to back the Commanders and all this and that and everything they're doing. Ryan, look, I've lived in this area my whole life. When the Commanders, when they start lifting you up, they'll remind you real quick. They'll start to bring you back down to earth. I think this is a field goal game. I think this could be an ugly, sloppy game. I am worried about Mariota outside, especially if it's bad weather, if it's cold. And Washington's run defense, like you said, very good. They obviously play Jalen Hurts and Daniel Jones twice a year, so they are used to facing running quarterbacks, which can help them. But this is just all about Atlanta as an underdog and liking them in this spot. Washington's one of those teams that, you know, as favorites, they're really not used to being in that role all too much. So how are they gonna respond to that, especially now that we're in the late November and these games mean as much as they do. So it's not a strong play, but my lean is with the Falcons plus four.
Full game, that's fine, but we need Commanders minus three first half.
And that's perfectly fine, too.
And what you're saying, so your breakdown's perfect. They're going to let everybody down, right?
Yep.
What better way than to blow a two-touchdown lead in the second half? Go
Fair
Commanders.
Enough.
Go Heinicke. Go Chase Young. Go everyone.
I love it. All right, next game, Broncos-Panthers. Boy, this is a beauty, isn't she? The total in this game is 36. Denver's favored by 1.5 on the road against Carolina. Panthers plus 100 on the money line. Ryan, the Broncos are 9-1 to the under this season. The Panthers are 7-3. It feels like an under game for sure, even though it's 36, but I definitely wouldn't take the over. I kind of lean with Carolina in the game as well. Man, Denver, it just feels like after the last 2 weeks, the Titans game and the Raiders game, to lose those games like they did, Hackett's clearly going to be done after this year. The team just isn't rallying around Russ. They let rid of Melvin Gordon. It's bad. Both defenses are still playing hard, which is why I like the under in this game, because I just don't think we're going to get a lot of points. Sam Darnold's coming back now. This is the third different quarterback Carolina's starting in 3 weeks. They're just a disaster offensively. We know Denver's a disaster offensively. I'm getting two awful offenses against two solid defenses. Carolina shut down the Ravens last week. I mean, they were very impressive. Denver's been shutting down people all year. So for me, the play is under 36. It's a low, low total. But this game has like 13-7 written all over it or something ugly like that.
Yeah, you know, if this got to three, which we're down to 1.5 right now, I would play Carolina just because it's Sam Darnold, you know, the great-grandson of Dick Hammer, who was a famous American athlete, firefighter, and actor, passed away, unfortunately, in 1999 in Long Beach, California. But the guy was a legend, PJ. And Sam Darnold, though, unfortunately, not a legend. In fact, if you go back to 2018, his first start as a rookie, he's ranked 106 out of 109 qualifying quarterbacks against the spread. 18-30-1 against the number. He's 1-7 against the spread in his last 8 starts. I can't do it, but Carolina does seem like the right side. I love your look with the under, especially with Denver. They're so good defensively, they can't score any points. They've been a mess on the offensive side of the ball. And like you said, 6 straight games have gone under the total for Denver, 9 of their last 10. So I would go under, and I would lean Carolina. It's just, how are they scoring points with Sam Darnold? Who knows, though? You know, we haven't seen him in a while. Maybe he comes out. I was watching his press conference. He's just excited to play some football. I'm rooting for him. I've always kind of been a Darnold guy.
He was really good at USC.
Year, and then he regressed. He kind of had the Jameis thing.
He did.
You know, we hyped him up a little bit. He didn't have the great year after the year where he really took off. The talent around him wasn't great, though. I can't do it. I can't do it. The Panthers do have the bye next week. You know, teams before the bye are usually pretty solid. I believe 16-6 straight up against the spread.
Wow.
In the last 24, whatever the hell 16 plus 6 is, 22.
Like that.
That's a pretty good number.
Not bad.
Teams going into the bye, usually a little bit of jolt. You get a little rest, you know. Sam Darnold, get back home. I hate this game, Peach.
Yeah, it's a gross one. Let's move on to the next one, although I don't know if you're going to like it much better. Ravens at the Jags on Sunday. Ravens minus 3.5, over under 43.5. It looks like Ravens are going to be out without Ronnie Stanley. Gus Edwards, however, could be back in this game. Look, I've told you all week, the Ravens always struggle in Jacksonville. They've lost 2 of their last 3 games there. None of those games did they score more than 20 points. They are always abysmal in Jacksonville. I love the under in this game, 43.5. It's a great play. I like the Jags plus 3.5 as well. I think there's a good chance they win it outright. It would be just, you know, the Ravens are asking to get beat with the way that they play against the Panthers last week. And you know how I feel about Greg Roman, especially when he goes against bad teams. He lets Lamar throw the ball way too much because they want to work on the passing game instead of just doing what the Titans do and be who you are every single game. They get away with that. And when they're playing on the road against a Jags team who wants to make it ugly, it's just not going to bode well for them. So I like Jacksonville plus 3.5. Love the under 43.5. But Ryan, we actually talked about this earlier in the week. My favorite play is whatever that Justin Tucker field goal prop is. It's not up yet, but this just screams Justin Tucker like 4 field goal game. So, and you know it's Justin Tucker, so you would hope he's not going to miss any. He never does on the road. He never does really in general, but especially on the road. So whatever Justin Tucker's field goal is, 2.5, 3.5, take that. That's probably my favorite player prop of the week.
Yeah, man. I'm going to follow you on the Justin Tucker prop. I'm definitely with you on the under, especially when you consider the fact how good the Ravens are playing right now since they and I know that right now Roquan, which I didn't even realize, he doesn't even have the green dot, but eventually I would say he's probably going to. Is Kyle Hamilton going to play in this game? No.
He's questionable too. I would think not. But Marcus Williams did come back. They did activate him. He's not going to play this week, but he's activated, so he's come back soon.
And again, the Ravens have the third best run defense. You know, they've held three straight opponents under 50 rushing yards. The only reason I haven't played Jackson, because it's like Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. They never play good in Jacksonville. Yes. There's just something
you get
about
it.
Jacksonville.
I know. It's certain places.
Yeah, and I'm always like, oh, this is the time. That's right. A stupid trend. But the Ravens right now, they've won 5 of 6 and 3 of their last 4 on the road. They've been playing good on the road, but I'm with you there. I love the under, though. Both defenses playing really well right now, including Jacksonville. So under is the play for me. Lean Jacksonville, but I don't want to fade the Ravens right now because still have that ticket on them.
You know, you
do division.
Bring up a good point about Florida. Obviously, all those teams were Flacco, and then before him, it was like, you know, Kyle Buller or whoever.
Lamar's
teams.
A Florida kid, though.
He is a Florida kid. So we'll see. He didn't play great in Miami on that Thursday night game a couple years ago. Obviously, it took him a little bit to get going against Tampa, and that was a night game. So we'll see what happens in Jacksonville. Final game here, Ryan, of part two of previews is this Chargers-Cardinals game. I so badly want to back the Cardinals. It was 4.5. Then it was 3. Now it's 2.5 because I think it's a great spot to fade the Chargers. Ugh. The Chargers just had back-to-back primetime Sunday night games against San Francisco and then the Chiefs. That Chiefs game just almost feels like a dream crusher. Like, you're so close. You're right there. Maybe you can kind of make it interesting in the division. And then you lose that. And now you know you're just battling for a wild card. But how can you bet Arizona right now? They quit against San Francisco in that Monday night game. They clearly don't believe in Cliff. Kyler's going to be back this week. But, you know, he hasn't been great before he got hurt either. I can't believe this thing got under a field goal. Yeah. The number is telling me to back Arizona. And I think it's the right spot to fade the Chargers. But Ryan, I just hate backing teams that I can't trust to be motivated. And with Arizona, it's a guess right now whether or not they're going to come to play. Plus, they're at home. We know how awful they are as a home team. So it would be Arizona or pass for me, but I can't play it.
A lot of distractions this week for Arizona for all the wrong reasons. And it doesn't help that they're doing Hard Knocks in season right now. And they're firing coaches who are in legal trouble doing really bad things, which everybody's already read about. The only reason that I completely agree, this seems like everybody's going to fade him. All those distractions, Cliff's a disaster, probably going to get Kyler back, starting him in fantasy. He's projected to go for 26. I'll take 25. But I could see them winning this game outright. That's what that number is telling you right now. If this is 3, 3.5, I play Arizona. The reason I don't want to, though, is because the Chargers, what do they struggle doing? They could push the ball down the field.
Stopping the run.
And they like struggle in the red zone putting points up.
Yep.
And I know they're getting a little bit healthier, but the Cardinals' defense in the red zone, 30th in the NFL. They give up a touchdown 69% of drives that enter the red zone. So I could see Herbert and the offense kind of figuring some things out. Arizona seems like the right side, but there's way too many things to do with my money than back Cliff Kingsbury.
I completely agree.
Pass for me.
Big time pass for me as well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.